Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Tell me this doesn't feel like Christmas morning.
What? Football is back.
Oh.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight, the NFL is back. And it goes uninterrupted until February.
I tell you, tonight I get into Jersey. And my producer, Barry Landis, Big Bear, he put together a little viewing party. So we're going to have food and drinks and the crew, which is really cool to kick off the season, to get all the crew together, you know. And I'm talking about not just the traveling crew that does and the production crew, but I'm talking, hey, man, the cameraman, come on in, and all the guys come. It's and gals on our crew. It's just fun, man. Football, man. There is nothing like football. You know, we had Joel Klatt on yesterday. He was tremendous, as he always is. But, you know, just that coming together, that sense of community, what football brings to you as a people. There right now, I'm telling you, in America, there is nothing that is, to me, a better connector than the sport that I love. And I'm proud. I'm proud to be a part of it.
No, it's absolutely king. You saw it this past weekend in college football. You'll continue to see it as crowds get used to being back.
Uh-huh.
So, it's fantastic. And while the NFL crowds have a different vibe to it than the college crowds, doesn't matter. It's still going to be full houses just about everywhere. So, it's back. It's back. Brady and the Bucks. Dak and the Cowboys.
Oh, man. I tell you, it doesn't get any better, Mike.
Oh, I'm ready.
I got so much crap going on, but I am so excited to jump on that plane. Downloaded a couple of Broncos games that I'm going to dissect and chop up from last year, just from a scheme standpoint. You know, obviously players, Teddy Bridgewater no longer there and all that. I mean, excuse me, Drew Lock no longer starting, Teddy Bridgewater is, but anyhow, it just is cool. I also took down that Carolina Denver game to look at, so I could look a little at Teddy Bridgewater again once more. Although we studied all that during the fan film room breakdown over the course of this off season. Anyhow, just excited, man. Excited to get rolling.
Well, and it's another big day for another reason. It is the final day. Today is weigh-in day. In the Save the Button Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I've got a timestamp photo for you.
I can't wait to see it. And, you know, you do have, like a wrestler does, you do have the opportunity, I guess, to go back and pack on the pounds this weekend. You talked about getting together tonight. There'll be food. There'll be drinks.
Mm-hmm. You just have to, moderation, Mike.
Moderation.
I'm just,
you in moderation.
I am playing for the tie this weekend.
Okay.
Playing for the tie. That's all you got to do.
Okay. So we will get
pretty
that
easy.
At 7:45. We're going to have the best, as you mentioned, Joel Klatt was with us. His take on the Broncos season upcoming and why he is more optimistic than most. You'll hear that coming up in just a few minutes. James Marillat will join us coming up at 6:45. As we look ahead to Sunday, It's always been kind of a nagging thing in the back of my mind throughout the entire summer. I just don't feel like Bradley Chubb is right. Something's missing. There's always a little something. And boy, this ankle stuff cropped up middle of the off season, and now it is really becoming an issue to the point where Vic Fangio said both sets of ankles are, what was the word he used? Trembling a bit. He didn't write.
Yeah.
He isn't whole. And I'm at the point now where I've gone from, boy, I can't wait. Let's unleash Von Miller and Bradley Chubb, and let's see what kind of havoc these two can wreak as a duo, to now saying, you know what? I got to think about the long term, the long season. I might not even play him Sunday.
Or are you trying to convince me that he's taking over for Von Miller as the best player last year?
Assuming good health. Sure. And that's...
Right.
I don't question his abilities as a player. I just question his ability to stay healthy. Well, I mean, it's starting to look like this is one of those guys who just is, well, is always going to be injury prone.
First off, he does not have the same athletic skill set that Von Miller has. Von Miller is straight from the movie Matrix. Where, you know, the Matrix guys who are just going to avoid bullets and stuff, you know, like those guys. Like he's, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen the movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, who's Keanu? What was Keanu's, what was his name?
Neo.
Is that that's not really the same.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, he is Neo. I mean, he has this innate ability, this God-given talent to be able to hold the point. Thank you, Benny. Be strong. And then all of a sudden, it just goes straight Matrix on their ass. And, I mean, like, bend in half, dip. He dips. He runs. He should have cleats on the outside of his calves because that's how low he gets as he turns a corner. Chubb has never had that.
No, I've never claimed that he has. I'm just talking about the impact.
That said, here's the deal. Here's the great part of this. Like, even if Bradley Chubb isn't 100%, you know who gets you right? Thomas, the left tackle of the Giants. He could get you right. Because that guy is playing with, right about now, he's playing with almost zero confidence. And I have been there, Mike. Playing with zero confidence is, you know what, for me, what my theory was when I didn't have a lot of confidence, like when I wasn't playing really well or I wasn't in a rhythm, is in pass protection, turn it into a street fight. I mean, you're not going to grade out well. It's not going to look good, but somebody's going to get a bloody nose. Like sometimes you got to do that. That's a recipe for healing, right? For Bradley Chubb, because that guy's really struggling right now with his confidence. And then ultimately, and this is what I love about what they've done here. George Payton, You've got depth. You've got pass rushing depth. They kept the kid from Vanderbilt, who can rush the passer a little bit. Jonathan Cooper was a menace in the preseason. And Malik Breed, what do you have, 8.5 sacks last year? So even if Bradley Chubb isn't right, you can rotate him. You can give him, you know, a handful of reps here and there, whatever. But you've got enough depth as a pass rushing unit. And let me tell you, read all the articles, you know, every day I get a 2 hours of articles to read, you know, from the beat writers and the Clisses of the world and all that stuff. Read the Giants articles. Dude, they are ready with pitchforks and lanterns for Dave Gettleman, how this offensive line sucks. And, boy, I tell you what, it's a reminiscence of what we've had the last couple of years. And then all of a sudden it kind of got fixed.
Well, I mentioned Joel Klatt is bullish on the Broncos. Why? You'll hear next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Well, Joel Klatt joins us each and every week. He's so good. So good. I mean, he might be the best guest that comes on the station, any show, bar none. We had him on yesterday, and he broke down and took a look at the Broncos season and this game, starting with his thoughts, QB on QB, of Giants QB Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and I hate that for him because I think he's playing behind an average to poor offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's only so many, you know, there's only so much you can do as a quarterback. I think he's a skilled guy. I thought that, listen, I have not been high on the Giants draft going back for a number of years. I, you know, every single draft, it seems like I look at their pick and I'm like, man, well, you might like that guy, that's all well and good. You left somebody on the board that was a better player. You know, if you go back and look at some of these drafts, save for maybe Saquon Barkley, but as a running back, who knows how much you can impact your organization over the course of 8, 9, or 10 years. You know, I think Daniel, listen, in a better situation, Daniel Jones would be having a lot of success. But the fact of the matter is that they're kind of a mess, and they haven't figured out their offensive line. Would you want to play behind this offensive line? The guy like Nate Solder, who I love Nate, obviously a fellow Buff. He hasn't played right tackle in the better part of a decade. He sat out last year and opted out of the season. Now he's going to have to go up against Von Miller? Like, that's not good for Daniel Jones. I don't know if there's anything Daniel Jones can do in that sense. So I like his skill set. I liked it coming out of college. But the fact remains, I've felt like the Giants have done a poor job in the draft for a number of years, and now there's a guy who's trying to basically make his career behind a bad offensive line, and that's not a recipe for success.
All right, what's your feel for the Broncos this year? This a 8, 9, 10-win team that could compete for the playoffs?
I'm way more bullish than everybody else. I see power rankings and all this stuff, and I'm like, wait, hold on. It doesn't seem to be the team that I see when I watch the Broncos. I think that this defense could be a top three defense in the National Football League. Mark, I don't know. I mean, you're obviously way closer to the NFL than I am, but I think that they've got a real chance to be a great defense. If you can play that level of defense, it really comes down to two things. Can your quarterback and offense, and maybe more specifically your offensive play caller, be aggressive enough early in the game to play with a lead, okay? That's paramount when you're talking about having a great defense, in particular that can rush the passer if Vaughn can stay healthy, and we'll see what's going on with Bradley and this. What's up with this arrest, by the way? It's traffic violations, bro. Show up in court. Like, do what you need to do. Regardless, playing with a lead, that's number one. And then number two is limiting the mistakes on the offensive side. Obviously, I think Teddy would be better in a play-action type situation, but he can sit there and he can dink and dunk when and if he needs to. If he can stay away from turning the football over, and if Denver offensively can get a lead early in games, I think that they're a 10-win team. I think that they're a playoff team. I think that this is a team that has that caliber of roster. But I got to tell you, I don't sense that from all the pundits out there talking about the NFL. And to be honest, I just don't get it. I think Denver's a really good team.
I think that Denver has increased the level of depth on their roster overall, Joel, to the point where it is becoming a very good roster. The quarterback question, you know, is always going to be a question. And I'm with you. They have never played with a lead. There's a reason you can't create turnovers. You don't create turnovers when you're down 10 points and the other offense can be conservative. It just doesn't happen. So there
That's
is that,
exactly right.
There is, you know, there's that symbiotic relationship between creating turnovers and having the lead. So you're 100% right there. The other issue that can wear a defense down is when you have to spend too much time on the football field, even if you're an
That's
elite
right.
level defense. So for me, it's not only making good decisions, it's possessing the ball, it's staying on schedule, it's being on third down and four minus so that you have duality in your play calling ability to where the defense has to defend everything. And the issue here, the crux, and this is one thing that George Payton has really addressed, especially after the initial cutdown where they traded and moved for a couple of people, is special teams. This special teams unit has consistently put that defense in harm's way with returns
right.
and everything else. And the hidden yardage in special teams, we just, as broadcasters, I know I don't do enough work on the special team side of what goes on. But you want to talk about the depth of a roster for me? Show me a good special teams like unit, and I'll show you a team that has great athletic depth and good football depth on its roster.
Well, a defense, here's the thing, is that a great defense can't overcome the shortcomings throughout the rest of the team. Okay? So, if you have a great defense, there's a Tim Ferriss line, and I know that there are other people that talk about this sort of stuff, but I'm a Tim Ferriss fan. He's the guy who wrote the 5-Hour Workweek. He's kind of a life hack guy. I might have even said this last week. I might be repeating myself, but it's not about not having weaknesses. It's about having strengths, finding them, identifying them, and then building habits around those strengths. Okay, so if your defense is strong, to your point, you better have as good of a first down offensive game plan as there is out there. Why? Why does that correlate? Well, it correlates because on first down is when you set yourself up to be on schedule for the rest of the set of downs. That's how you get into third and four minus, like you were talking about, right? Because you're talking about duality of playbook. For me as a quarterback, I just think about the number of times that the quarterback has to take a snap and throw it when you have to throw it versus throw it when you want to throw it. Those are massive differences for a quarterback. And if you're going to throw the ball 25 times, I would throw out a giant bet. If you can throw it 18 times when you want to and 7 times when you have to versus 12 times and so on, I think that you're in a great position to win the game. You talk about special teams. What the Denver Broncos have to do is play complementary football. And that complementary football led them to a Super Bowl championship when they had a great defense, right? I mean, Peyton Manning could barely throw the ball through a wet paper bag that year, and they still won a Super Bowl. So it's not about necessarily having a quarterback that can be an above the X's and O's player. If you play great defense, you can be complementary. And if they can be complementary, I think that they can be a really good team. Again, I'm higher on this team than most. I saw a power ranking that had them like 26. I was like, wait, really? I think that they beat the Giants. First of all, that kick time's advantageous. They don't have to kick on that early clock going over to the East Coast. I think this is going to be Fangio's first win as an opening game of the season that he gets as the head coach.
It'll be his first win in the month of September. Wake me up when September ends.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. 0-7.
0-7. That's pathetic.
Yes.
Like, can we just call a spade a spade? That's ridiculous.
That's bad.
Soderbergh.
All right.
We're back.
There he is. The great Joel Klatt, presented by Audi Flatirons each and every week with us. And just wanted to give you 6 AMers a opportunity to hear the best of the best in case you missed it. We've got the Morning Brew coming up next. And leave it to Major League Baseball to somehow screw up Larry Walker's day. That's next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep hiking, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs craft being cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
I had 10 great years wearing the CR on my cap. Perhaps none better than the first, 1995, when we won the first wild card. What an incredible way to be introduced to the fans of the Rockies.
You know, I'd like to just kick off the Morning Brew and just rhapsodizing about and romanticizing the career of Larry Walker, the best five-tool baseball player I've ever watched in person.
Guy was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I loved watching him just settle under a routine fly ball. It was just the ease in which he made the game look.
How about him?
It was
just
like anybody ever seen.
Like in the outfield, like Deacon, the runners, he knows the ball is going to hit off the wall, but he camps out like he's going to catch it so nobody takes the lead, and then spins, plays it off the wall, and hoses somebody at third base.
All from a guy who knew nothing about baseball growing up, knew very little about the game when he actually started playing professionally. But his instincts and baseball IQ were so natural that...
Except when he had to go back on a fly and he cut across the diamond.
Doesn't matter. He picked everything up so quickly.
Yeah.
The guy was just a baseball natural.
Yeah.
And
baseball savant.
A baseball savant, yes. Without probably even realizing he was a baseball savant the whole time. But he was. And he goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame, but leave it to Major League Baseball to completely screw it up.
How so?
Did you know that he was going into the Hall of Fame yesterday? Yesterday. On a Wednesday.
No.
In the middle of the day.
No, uh-uh.
Did you know?
No.
I didn't know. Snuck up on me. I thought it was this weekend. Because, you know, that's typically when you do something like this, and this is typically when they do induction ceremonies.
Right. On the weekends?
They did it on a Wednesday afternoon. Major League Baseball, just when you think that maybe they're starting to figure something out, like when they do the game in the corn a few weeks ago,
Then they go back to being baseball.
Well, let's face it. The game in the corn was a Fox brain trust. They presented it to Major League Baseball and go, hey, let's do this. And the Major League Baseball go, all right, you guys set it up. That sounds good to us.
God, do they have a problem. The game is slow. Balls aren't being put into play. I did the math just during this recent timeout here. Major League Baseball, for the first time ever, is going to have more strikeouts in a season than hits. Right now, Major League Baseball teams have combined for 33,870 hits and 36,480 strikeouts.
The game is...
It's dying.
The game is awful the way they want it played right now, or the way they've let analytics control it. It's unbearable at times.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I think Noah will be able to do more than Bradley. Bradley's ankle's still troubling some. He'll get some work on the side, and then we'll see where he's at tomorrow.
Hey, I'll give Vic Fangio credit for this. I've never heard a player's injuries regarded that way. Well, his ankles are trembling a bit. You ever heard that?
No. I will say this. Reading a bunch of the articles that I get from Fox every day. Vic Fangio is not only, or I am not only, the only one that's high on Albert O. Vic Fangio loves himself some Albert O. Loves himself some Albert O.
You think we'll see Chubb on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we'll see him. I think we'll see him in a limited role, though. I think he'll be in a rotational role. What do you think?
Hey, if I was going up against that offensive line, I'd will myself into that lineup. No matter how bad I'm still banged up. No matter how much my ankles are trembling.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. There comes a time, you know, there's certain teams you play against or certain guys you play against that you want to play against regardless, because for whatever reason you just match up well, and they're going to match up well against that group on the edge.
Does trembling ankles now join the Hall of Fame right up there along with heavy legs?
Heavy legs, trembling ankles, and what was it? Electric toes.
Seriously, I've never heard that term. His ankles are trembling a little bit. Trembling ankles.
Yeah, we could use that as a fake scouting term.
Right.
We studied him, and I'll tell you what, I was a little concerned with his trembly ankles.
Tulowitzki couldn't go today. Heavy legs. Chubb can't go Sunday. Trembling ankles.
Trembling ankles.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, you win the fans over by winning football games. I've never been the guy to try to win the fans over with my words. I try to be who I am, a genuine guy, be the same person every day. And hopefully, you know, my play can be enough to win the fans over.
All right, Teddy, you're right. It's a very skeptical fan base.
Yeah.
No matter how good your story is, and you got a great story. And the way you carry yourself, first class. Love everything about Teddy Bridgewater. But we've been sold these bill of goods. Case Keenum's going to come in here and do this. Joe Flacco's going to come in here and do this. Trevor Siemian's going to exceed all odds. We're tired of it. We're over it. So you're right. Go up, deliver some W's, put up some numbers along the way. That's the only way. We don't care about your story.
I get the feeling, though, regardless, even if you stack wins, there will always be a contingent of Broncos country, the James Merrillat following, that will be like, yeah, but he didn't throw deep enough. He didn't throw enough. It's not explosive enough. It's not like a roller coaster ride. The problem with the roller coaster ride is you have the dips, right? Those are the turnovers. I'd rather just be steady. But you know,
I think if he wins games, people will be fine.
I just don't think people will give him credit. They'll still be looking. They'll be like, well, our defense is playing out.
Maybe. Yeah. But I think we're so tired of the losing around here that if you start stacking together with some wins, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what the numbers look like.
Mm-hmm.
W's, man. W's. Next on the Morning Brew.
I anticipate that if they can stay healthy, if ever there was a team that can go 17-0 to predict that, this is the team you do that for. Hey, you stay healthy and stay physically and mentally ready. I'm not going to say they're unbeatable because no team is unbeatable, but you better bring your A game if you're going to beat them. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough. But they won't lose more than three games this year, but they do have a chance to go 17-0. I do believe that.
Wow. Tony Gonzalez bullish on a Tampa Bay team that, remember, at one point was 7-5. Got in as a wild card. Got hot. But I think he and others are banking on the idea that Tampa, especially on the offensive side of the ball, didn't really even start to figure out what they were doing offensively until late in the year. And that this offense hasn't even peaked yet.
Correct.
So the idea is that maybe that peak is going to happen this season. And that's why 17-0 is in play.
Yeah, I don't look at them as a 17-0 team because they'll be working on things. You know, they're just going to constantly, that's the way they operate. I think the other thing that's really interesting is something Tom Brady said to me.
Notice the way he did that, folks?
Well,
Tommy and I were talking.
Well, we were.
That's what Tommy told me.
We were.
We're pals.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm not reading some scouting report from you know, Walter Camp. I'm actually talking to the people. There's a big difference there. I'm not reading the opinion of some sports writer from Walter Camp. I'm actually talking to the individual.
Wonder who you're referring to.
He was like, listen, I'm so used to getting extra work on the side, and in Tampa, you can't. Guys can't recover. It's so freaking hot. And it's so steamy. And so it was a really interesting kind of point is normally I'm getting almost double the reps or we are as a receiving corps / quarterback, and we can't do that here. And remember, Mike Evans had hamstring issues the first 7-8 games of the season. Chris Godwin got a concussion. They went out and got the mercurial wide receiver.
Antonio Brown.
Scotty Miller has always got a hamstring or a quad injury. So they had a lot of rotation at the receiver position. If they can be healthy, that offense could soar.
And their schedule isn't that hard. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30 coming up. All right, we'll ask James the question. Will wins win him over, or do they have to come with style points? That's next. James Merrillat, king of his domain at DenverFan.com, joins us. He is presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. James, good morning. We were just talking about you.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if your ears were burning. but I contend that if Teddy Bridgewater can stack together wins early, no one's going to care about style points and what his numbers look like. Mark seems to think you'd find a way to grumble about that he's not doing enough even in wins.
No. Winning cures all, right? So if they're winning football games, it's a little bit like 2015, right? Some of those games were very ugly even early in the season before Peyton got hurt. But if you're winning games, it doesn't matter. The problem the last 4 or 5 years has been it's the deadly combination of they're not winning and they're boring. When I get into the, hey, you got to be entertaining thing, that falls into the consideration when they're not winning a lot of games. So if you're going to be mediocre or bad, hey, you better be fun to watch. If you're winning games and you're in contention and you're going to the playoffs and you're double-digit victories, yeah, you can do it via a boring style of play. So you can get away with that. You just got to be, you got to be in contention, and I'm not sure this team's ready to do that. So my fear is they're going to be the double whammy again. They're going to be bad and boring. That makes for a lot of Sunday naps.
What about Bradley Chubb? He's got what did Vic Fangio say?
Trembling ankles, not to be confused with heavy legs.
Yeah, trembling ankle syndrome. How concerned are you with his ability for Sunday and you know the stacking? What is it? 3 ACLs now, an ankle surgery now. His opposite ankle is bulky. How concerned are you with Bradley Chubb and his health?
Extremely. I think at this point you would just be a homer and overly optimistic to suggest this isn't something to worry about. I mean, we were all down there at training camp, and he spent more days on the side field working out with the trainers than he did on the practice field with his teammates. So that was a red flag. That was a concern. The fact that it's now causing him issues here leading up to the season opener, certainly a cause for concern. And you mentioned it, Mark. It's the injury history. It's the ACL in high school, college, pros, the ankle surgery last year, slow to come back, the other ankle. Like, when you just have this litany of problems that go on and on and on, you have to worry about it. Plus, he's a guy that, to some extent, it relies on speed, right? Like, maybe not to the point of a receiver or a corner or even a running back, but he and Von Miller, it's all about getting around the corner and getting to the quarterback. And, you know, it's hard to have that lean when your ankles aren't quite right. I'm extremely worried about it. I think this is something that just feels like it's going to be an ongoing story throughout the year and kind of one of those nagging things. And the reason I say that is it's been going on now for months. I mean, training camp started a month and a half ago, and it's been nagging him that entire time. So I'll believe that this has gone away and isn't an issue when he goes 3 or 4 or 5 weeks in a row without being on the injury report.
Despite Major League Baseball's best efforts to bury Larry Walker going into the Hall of Fame, we're not going to let that happen. We want to salute Larry Walker for that accomplishment. So you watch this guy's entire career. Just what does Larry Walker mean to you, the baseball fan, the Rockies fan, when you got a chance to watch him play?
Well, I think he's he's the best Rocky of all time. Now, that sounds simple because he's the only one so far to go into the Hall of Fame, but I've been saying it for a long time. I think Nolan Arenado's or was right there in that conversation. And, you know, as some time passes and, you know, maybe we get over the fact that he wanted to get out of town, maybe that will change that. But to me, Larry Walker's the top of the list because he's the only true five-tool player they had. You know, he could steal bases. He could hit for power. He could hit for average. The thing I enjoyed maybe most about him, though, was his ability to play out in right field and just that cannon for an arm and his, you know, throwing guys out at first base if they were being lazy on what they thought was a single, or throwing guys out at third or at home. He just was a guy that could do it all. So Larry Walker was just a joy to play. Another guy that unfortunately had some kind of, you know, lingering injury issues, and you look at it and say, man, how great could he have been if that hadn't happened? He's still a Hall of Famer, so that's kind of a preposterous thing to think, but if he hadn't had those issues, how big would his numbers have been? But just a joy to watch, and the true five-tool player, if there ever was one.
Last one for me. I just read one of your tweets that said, basically you said Vic Fangio is a worse coach than Vance Joseph. You can believe that. Please explain.
Well, that came up on my time hunt.
That's today, obvious.
Which is a fun app because it shows you all the things you've done on this date in recent years. So 2 years ago today was the Broncos opener against the Raiders. After watching that just meltdown in Oakland, I tweeted that out, that Vic Fangio isn't any better than Vance Joseph. I think he's worse. And as time has gone on, I think that has proven to be correct. Because here's the thing. Vic Fangio's won one more game. He's 12-20. VJ was 11-21. I contend Vic Fangio, with Joe Flacco and Drew Lock, has had much better quarterbacks to work with than what VJ had. So Vance got run out of town, and rightfully so. Vic's getting a third shot here, so we'll see if he can make the most of it. But nobody can convince me that Vic Fangio is any better than VJ was. I don't know in what regard. He's terrible at managing the game. His defense, which is supposed to be a specialty, has fallen flat on their face time after time after time after time. And his ability to manage people, from Rich Gangarello to, you know, Brandon McManus and Von Miller, is just off the charts bad. So I'll stand by that one. I would take VJ over Vic.
By the way, going back to your point about Larry Walker, of his entire career, he missed almost 1,000 potential games during the course of his career. So give him half of that. Give him 500 more games. And what do his numbers end up looking like? James, thank you.
You bet, fellas. Always enjoy it.
James Merrillat on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. And James visits with us, presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom. Coming up next, oh, man, you don't spit in the wind. You don't pull on Superman's cape. And you don't call out Mark Schlereth publicly. Oh, little D-Mac. Retribution's coming hard. Next. Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.